Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg, and what is probably the biggest economic news of the year, Great Falls leaders celebrating a major announcement of the decision by a Washington firm to move some operations to the Electric City. As Dink Northern explains, it means hundreds of millions invested and hundreds of jobs.
Great Falls has landed a major economic development win as aerospace and engineering company Janicki Industries has chosen the city for a significant $800 million expansion project. The project is expected to roll out in phases over the next few years and could bring substantial job growth along with long-term economic impact to the region, according to local officials. We break down what's being built, why Great Falls was selected, and what it could mean for the local economy right now on our website. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
Janicki Industries chose Great Falls over Twin Falls, Idaho, for a massive new 2 million square foot industrial campus. Montana Free Press says local officials secured the big investment by offering a 50% property tax break over the next 5 years. Governor Gianforte is praising the move, citing Montana's lower tax rates and robust workforce as key reasons the marine defense and aerospace manufacturer chose the Treasure State for its expansion. It's already been up to capacity operating out in Washington. The Grinnell Glacier Trail in Glacier National Park temporarily closed following a grizzly bear attack that left a hiker injured. Park officials finally releasing details on this. A 32-year-old man recovering from a fractured arm after the surprise encounter with a bear Thursday. The incident occurred in a snowfield about 3.5 miles up the trail. Rangers believe loud rushing water in the area prevented both the hiker and the grizzly from hearing each other before the charge. Nearby hikers quickly intervened to drive the bear away and administered first aid and called for help. A helicopter transported the hiker back to Logan Health Medical Center in Kalispell with non-life-threatening injuries. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
My name is Teresa Barber.